Great to have you back wherever you're listening today, out and about, at home, or abroad. I mean, you know, with the internet, of course, 1320wils.com, live streaming, the podcast, folks listening from all over the Fruited Plain, globally, you name it. Off planet, we're checking on that at some point. You know, off planet may refer to some parents who come in from on high, not in their spaceship, but this is called helicoptering. If you're hovering too close to your children as they get older, maybe as they turn to adolescence, teenagers, and beyond. And through this period of time, you're really keeping tight control. And it's hard to let go. Let's face it. It's hard to let go, but you know, you have to do it. I'm going through that right now. Wife is too. But it's an important part of seeing kids become independent. They're thinking more freely. They're doing for themselves. And that includes sports as well. Where have you seen this where people take it so seriously? They go over the top. There's celebrity examples out there right now where it gets too extreme. Does that ruin the game? Does it ruin a sport for young people? To discuss this morning is a licensed professional counselor, parenting expert, Dr. Kelly Jameson. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Well, helicopter sports parents. This is taking the helicoptering with academics and lifestyle and et cetera, and now taking it over on the sports side. And we all know, if you're involved at all in kids' sports, you've seen it. I know you've seen it. The parents who just go way over the top with referees, coaches, etc. How bad is it now? How bad really is it?
Well, that's a good question. I'm getting that a lot today. And the question and the answer is really, it is on the rise. It's on the rise because parents are investing a lot of time and a lot of money into these sports and the equipment and the travel that sometimes accompanies it. And it's a big investment for a family. So people are really sensitive about their child's experience in sports.
Dr. Jameson, when I was growing up, you know, low these million years ago, it seemed like when you took the time I spent with recreational sports, you know, maybe half of it was involved in organizational, whether it was football, baseball, hockey, no question, what I played. But there was also the unorganized sport. And it seems like now, and that was half the time, just pick up whatever with your friends. You're just killing time. We didn't have devices to go on. Uh-huh. And that was a positive. It made you kind of love the game. You'd fantasize you were a big star, do all this. And now kids are so compartmentalized and siloed, and their activities are down to the second. Is that encourage parents to kind of, you know, because of that time invested, because it's over-organized, that has them just hovering too close?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a really nice way to say it. Parents are just, you know, the kid managers, and every minute, like you said, is organized. If you think about it, kids, you know, if they're in middle school or elementary school, they have about a 20-minute recess, and that's really the only unorganized, unsupervised sports playtime that they have, unless they're playing in the neighborhood, which is, you know, let's be honest, not happening that much anymore.
No.
Because they've got practices and tutoring and their private coaches to go to, and there's just not a lot of downtime in the neighborhoods anymore.
No, there's not empty lots, and if there are, they're perceived to be dangerous. You don't know who might be exactly driving by. And
yeah,
parents, and I'm not going into that separate topic of free ranging kids. That's another issue, but just over organizing this end of it so that when your kids are out there playing, that you have them managed down to the minute and you have their playing time figured out down to the second. I mean, it's a game. And it should be fun. And I wonder if kids are having less fun in the process.
Oh, I'm sure they are. And that's what they're saying, too. You know, the burnout rates are really high. I work with a lot of adolescents who are in high school, and they're thinking about playing a sport in college, and they have the ability, but they're so burned out that they cannot stomach thinking about four more years of this. So they're in my office, and we're talking about it and how to process this with their parents about, should we quit? She has such good ability. You know, it becomes this huge burnout issue, because there's just too much when there's so little.
Yeah, no kidding. So let's say we're coming into your office. Your parents got a kid. We've got some real issues at home, back and forth going on, acting up. They're mad about how we're acting in public at events. We're mad at them. They're not taking it seriously enough. What kind of conversation do you have with us?
Right. My conversation with parents is, remember, this is their experience. not your experience. Mm-hmm. And just as much as they are watching you and the way you handle your business at the grocery store or at church and at the bank, they're also watching you for how you behave at their sporting events. So as parents, we are always conscious of modeling good behavior. So the sports arena should be no different. But for some reason, that's where parents tend to lose it more often because the feelings are intense. So if you're the parent that's stepping over the line, it should really be conversation with your child and an apology for your behavior. That clarifies for the child, okay, that was inappropriate behavior. Because a lot of times these parents are acting this way, and the child is so confused because it's really a mixed message about behavior. And then the child's looking at the parent thinking, why are they so worked up about this? Am I supposed to be that upset about this? I'm not. And then there's a lot of confusion, and that creates anxiety with the child, and it just becomes this big business.
Helicopter Sports Parents Anonymous. So are there any work groups? Are there any online sites for people who say, I realize I have a problem and I want to wean myself away from this? Or what do you do? Are there any resources out there, Dr. Jameson, that would help people who are in this, shall we say, predicament, and the kids who find their parents in this predicament? So they're in the predicament, too.
Right. I'm not aware of any hotlines, but there's good therapists in every city. I have heard, and I've not confirmed this, but I've heard that there is a camp now for adolescents who have experienced this sports burnout, and it's really a sort of, it's a reset camp, basically, so they can sort of get to the core of who they are outside of the sport that has really consumed their identity. But other than that, you know, just asking for help.
Utterly,
call your mom. She'll give you good advice.
It's utterly amazing because, I was no star athlete, but all of us played multiple sports. There was no honing in on one and playing it endlessly. It was impossible, Dr. Jameson, to burn out on a sport because even the coaches coached multiple sports. So they all wanted you involved, but whatever was in season, that was their thing. And so you couldn't burn out on it. It just was not. I mean, you're always talking about the past. No, that is a better way to go. I promise you, it is. But maybe it doesn't fit with our modern lifestyle. It's something to at least think about and peruse. Dr. Kelly Jameson, licensed professional counselor, parenting expert here, talking about the hovering over the sidelines and the coaches. Please don't do it. Don't be that person if you can avoid it. We appreciate you being on the program this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, more coming up. This is the Morning Wake Up, 1320 WILS.